on News Talk 1010.
12 minutes after 9 o'clock tonight, time friendly News Talk 1010 CFRB here in Toronto. Still to come on the nighttime friendly, apparently there's a salary cap in the NHL. And Eugene Mirman, this guy's been on Conan and all sorts. He's got some really funny stuff, and we'll talk to him coming up here on News Talk 1010 CFRB. Well, there you go. Or the subway, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the TTC here, and we're going to give you a website. It's ttcrider.ca, ttcrider.ca. Let's get to the bus rider part. TTC rider. In studio with us right here on the Nighttime Friendly on News Talk 1010 CFRB as I'm, it's Sean Lerner. I lost my sheet, Sean. I almost forgot your name. How you doing, Sean?
All right.
Thanks for coming in. Now I've got your website up. It's ttcrider.ca. There's a lot of good stuff on there. We're going to get to that in a second. But where did you get the idea to do some of the stuff? And, wow, a lot of work went into this, and we'll talk about it in a second. But where did you get the idea?
So the idea came from basically, when I first moved downtown, I started to learn from my home station at the time. It was Ossington that yeah. I had to be at the fifth car, second door, and then as soon as I got off, I'd be right lined up at the escalator.
Yeah.
And since doing the guide, I realized that like almost everybody does that for their home station. And I used to kind of like obsess jokingly about it, and whenever I was with someone,
it's got to be an obsession if you're going to go to this extent. So, but the idea is that this is the place that you need to sit in order to get out and not be caught behind 1,000 people and shuffling. That you're going to be right there, and you're going to be able to get out pretty easy.
Yeah, and you'll be the first person on, and I think whenever that happens to someone, it's a really good feeling. So using the guide happens basically every time.
So it saves some time.
Yeah.
So what kind of, first of all, I interrupted your first answer. I think you were talking about how you got the idea and how obsessive you had to become to do this kind of thing.
Yeah. Basically, I've kind of have friends in the zine community, and they create zines, and I wanted to create my own, but mm-hmm. I'm not really like an artist or writer, so I'm more of like a geeky kind of guy, so this basically came out of that.
You found something to fill that. Yeah. Well, you know, the website is really neat, and we'll talk about it in a second. So there's every single subway stop on here.
Yeah.
So in order to find out where every single subway stops, and does it usually stop in the same time every time?
Are at the exact same place?
Yeah.
It not necessarily. Like, most stations it does, but at the stations at the end of the line, the subway can vary like by two or three doors.
So you had to go to every station and you had to wait for the subway to roll in, correct?
Yeah.
And then would you do it based on one rolling in, or would you have to see, okay, this, you know, three to four of them are stopping at this place, and this is, they always stop in the same place, or most of the time they're going to stop at this place?
Yeah, like I'd watch it for one rolling in per door.
Yeah.
So I'd watch one door, but then there's like some platforms have like several escalators and stairs, so then I'd move down and then watch the next one, and then I had people test out the guide afterwards.
Sure. So you had some free time here. How many hours did it take to do this research?
I figure so far I put in about 400 hours.
And you're giving it away for free, pretty much, unless people don't want to download it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So if people take the subway a lot, this is probably it's going to come in handy.
Oh yeah.
So does it go by where you should stand on the platform or what car you should get in when it rolls in?
It goes by basically what car you should be on and what door you should be at for when the station arrives at its destination.
Okay.
Or for when the train arrives at its destination.
So it lines up escalators and stairways in the in the subway stop with what car you should be on to end up at the escalator so you won't end up behind a million people and you can get out real quick.
Right, yeah. And it also means, like, that you won't get off at the wrong end of the train and then you'll have to walk, like, for 2 minutes down to the other end of the platform.
Yeah. TTC, I mean, you're familiar with these people who've cut out with his buttons. You've got, by the way, where's your home stop?
Right now it's Pape Station.
Pape, so you're wearing your Pape pin right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are sporting those pins around, and now we've got the guide.
Yeah.
What did Howard Moscow say to you?
So he sent me an email recently, and he said, like, thank you for such an innovative idea, and they're going to review my website and possibly link to it. From their website.
That's not bad.
Yeah, if that happens. It's kind of like my website has a bit of questionable material.
Like so, what?
Well, it's got like links to other websites. Like it's got links to subway parties that people...
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's what, Quirky Stations?
Is
that,
no.
What's that under?
Under Celebrate Transit.
Oh, Celebrate Break Transit. So Howard Moscow, if Howard Moscow says to you, Sean, I want to link this site. This is going to be helpful for people to the TTC. You're going to say no because you don't want to take some of this stuff off.
If he said that, I think he'd probably review it and then he'd decide politically that it probably was not the best choice.
Yeah.
But if he did go for it, it'd be amazing.
All right. We've got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation in a second. TTCRider.ca. I don't know. Can we give a couple of these away?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
So people who are, I don't want to say geeky about the subway, but I think, you know, you probably really have to be efficient, and it has to be really important to you not to waste your time, and you want to be in and out of there at the right time, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that in a second. We'll give a couple of these things away. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:18 on the Nighttime Friendly.
Please don't adjust your radio. He's supposed to sound like that. The Feel Good Edition with Jim Richards on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
24 minutes after 9 o'clock here in the Nighttime Friendly, News Talk 1010 CFRB, and Sean Lerner is in here. You just had a kid. How old's your kid now?
He's actually 3 and a half, but yeah, when I first started the guide, he was shortly born after that.
He was. Okay, so you were doing this. How long have you been, you know, working on this? By the way, we should tell people, ttcrider.ca is the website that Sean Lerner has, and what you can do there is you can download these TTC efficiency rider guides. They come in two prints. There's the smaller print and there's the larger print. And what it is essentially is guides on where you need to sit in every subway and every station in order to be lined up right with the escalator or the stairwell so you don't get caught behind a whole bunch of people. And you actually, so how long, 700 hours, do you think it took you to work this out?
Yeah, including, like, all my friends who helped me out and...
How do you get friends that are this dedicated to an idea that I think you would even admit, now that we've got it in our hand, is a pretty neat idea that will come in handy for people? I mean, this kind of, the thing about it is it can fit in your wallet, so it's not some big sort of book that you got to lug around, but you even have to admit that it's a little... out there.
Do
all the research.
Yeah. It's kind of like, I kind of almost, one of the motivations originally was like...
You're obsessive.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Admit it. No, you are you not? On this?
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of like, it's also like a pro-transit thing.
Yeah.
Like, transit gets so much negative publicity that...
My only problem with the transit, Sean, is that I think there should be at least 3 or 4 more subway lines. And then everybody would take it. Seriously. Don't you think?
That would be good.
Anyway, so you were saying what about the reason that you started it?
Yes. So I have friends who make zines.
Yeah.
And I wanted to contribute something to that scene. So I started it about 4 years ago. And then what actually happened is I mapped out all the Yonge University Spadina line. And then I got to... I went back to, I think, Osgood, and then I found some of the escalators were going in the opposite direction I originally had marked down, and I thought, like, it was kind of a bit of a surreal experience, like, after doing all this effort that the escalators were, like, shifting direction, and at that time, I think I probably stopped.
That's when you had your son?
Yeah, and then my son was born, and things got busy.
And then you started this up again?
Yeah, then I saw the spacing subway buttons, which are the buttons with all the tiles on them, and it's kind of inspired to start this project up again.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of things. How much time do you think that this would save the average person who uses the subway on a daily basis in a year, if they follow this guide, how much time are they going to save?
I think that they're going to save about an hour a year using it like three times a week and saving 40 seconds a trip.
But what they're really saving is the drama, because they don't have to get caught behind someone who's got their suitcase, or if it's no offense to the little old ladies, and you that kind of thing, correct?
Yeah, they're saving that as well, yeah.
Not final question, but the important question is, if you find out where you need to, subway car you need to be on that lines up with the escalator, doesn't that change from station to station? So I get on at a certain station in a certain car, is it going to line up with the place that I have to get off? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Or you're getting on at the... calculating where you're getting off. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You basically, what the idea is, when you get to the platform of your, like, source station, then you open up the guide and see where you need to be, and then move to the end, what end of the train you need to be at, and then get on at that point.
Yeah. So, again, you say it's going to save somebody an hour in a year?
Yeah.
And you figured that out from doing 700 hours of work.
What I figured out is that I basically wanted it to be... I wanted people to save more time than all the effort I put into it.
Yeah.
So I figure 122 people need to use it over 5 years to make it balance out, the amount of effort I put in versus all the time saved.
And so far, how many people have downloaded the thing?
So far, 12,000 downloads.
And if people use it for a year, then all of your hard work will pay off.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot more than I could have imagined, yes.
And how long has it been out?
I launched it May 13th.
May 13th, and everybody's already using it.
Yeah.
Well, it's an amazing story.
Thanks.
This is like the Cinderella man right here, ladies and gentlemen. He's gone from not having this until... and people should pick up the Spacing, by the way. You've got a free ad you've got an ad in the latest edition of Spacing Magazine, which has got a great shot of an overview of Toronto from the CN Tower and the Sky Dome, which is no longer called the Sky Dome, but I don't really care. Anything else that you should tell people at this time, Sean?
No, just encourage them to go to the website, download it for free.
Download it for free, folks, especially if you're riding on the TTC a lot. TTCRider.ca, that's the website. TTCRider.ca. Pardon me, Jamie? And it's linked on our website already, so that's exciting news for you, Sean. I'm sure you're really happy about that.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, that was sarcastic, wasn't it? All right, Sean, thanks for coming in.
Okay, thanks.